Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Uncle Tom's Cabin. Plot summary. This text comes from Wikipedia. Eliza escapes with her son, Tom sold down the river. The book opens with a Kentucky farmer named Arthur Shelby facing the loss of his farm because of debts. Even though he and his wife, Emily Shelby, believe that they have a benevolent relationship with their slaves, Shelby decides to raise the needed funds by selling two of them, Uncle Tom, a middle-aged man with a wife and children, and Harry, the son of Emily Shelby's maid Eliza, to a slave trader. Emily Shelby hates the idea of doing this because she had promised her maid that her child would never be sold. Emily's son, George Shelby, hates to see Tom go because he sees the old man as his friend and mentor. When Eliza overhears Mr. and Mrs. Shelby discussing plans to sell Tom and Harry, Eliza determines to run away with her son. The novel states that Eliza made this decision not because of physical cruelty, but by her fear of losing her only surviving child. She had already lost two children due to miscarriage. Eliza departs that night, leaving a note of apology to her mistress. While all of this is happening, Uncle Tom is sold and placed on a riverboat, which sets sail down the Mississippi River. While on board, Tom meets and befriends a young white girl named Eva. When Eva falls into the river, Tom saves her. In gratitude, Eva's father, Augustine St. Clair, buys Tom from the slave trader and takes him with the family to their home in New Orleans. During this time, Tom and Eva begin to relate to one another because of the deep Christian faith they both share. Eliza's family hunted. Tom's life with St. Clair. During Eliza's escape, she meets up with her husband, George Harris, who ran away previously. They decide to attempt to reach Canada. However, they are now being tracked by a slave hunter named Tom Loker. Eventually, Loker and his men trap Eliza and her family, causing George to shoot Loker. Worried that Loker may die, Eliza convinces George to bring the slave hunter to a nearby Quaker settlement for medical treatment. Back in New Orleans, St. Clair debates slavery with his cousin Ophelia, who, while opposing slavery, is deeply prejudiced against black people. St. Clair, however, believes he is not biased, even though he is a slave owner. In an attempt to show Ophelia that her views on blacks are wrong, St. Clair purchases Topsy, a young black slave. St. Clair then asks Ophelia to educate Topsy. After Tom has lived with the St. Clairs for 2 years, Eva grows very ill. Before she dies, she experiences a vision of heaven, which she shares with the people around her. As a result of her death and vision, the other characters resolve to change their lives, with Ophelia promising to love her slaves more, Topsy saying she will better herself, and St. Clair pledging to free Uncle Tom. Tom sold to Simon Legree. Before St. Clair can follow through on his pledge, he is fatally stabbed while intervening in a fight. His wife reneges on her late husband's vow and sells Tom at auction to a vicious plantation owner named Simon Legree. Legree, who is not a native Southerner but a transplanted Yankee, takes Tom to rural Louisiana, where Tom meets Legree's other slaves, including Emmeline, whom Legree purchased at the same time. Legree begins to hate Tom when Tom refuses Legree's order to whip his fellow slave. Tom receives a brutal beating, and Legree resolves to crush Tom's faith in God. But Tom refuses to stop reading his Bible and comforting the other slaves as best he can. While at the plantation, Tom meets Cassie, another of Legree's slaves. Cassie was previously separated from her son and daughter when they were sold. Unable to endure the pain of seeing another child sold, she killed her third child. At this point, Tom Loker returns to the story. Loker has changed as the result of being healed by the Quakers. George, Eliza, and Harry have also obtained their freedom after crossing into Canada. In Louisiana, Uncle Tom almost succumbs to hopelessness as his faith in God is tested by the hardships of the plantation. However, he has two visions, one of Jesus and one of Eva, which renews his resolve to remain a faithful Christian even unto death. He encourages Cassie to escape, which she does, taking Emmeline with her. When Tom refuses to tell Legree where Cassie and Emmeline have gone, Legree orders his overseers to kill Tom. As Tom is dying, he forgives the overseers who savagely beat him. Humbled by the character of the man they have killed, both men become Christians. After Tom's death, George Shelby, Arthur Shelby's son, arrives to buy Tom's freedom, but finds he is too late. Final section. On their boat ride to freedom, Cassie and Emmeline meet George Harris's sister and accompany her to Canada. Once there, Cassie discovers that Eliza is her long-lost daughter who was sold as a child. Now that their family is together again, they travel to France and eventually Liberia, the African nation created for former American slaves. There, they meet Cassie's long-lost son. George Shelby returns to the Kentucky farm and frees all his slaves. George tells them to remember Tom's sacrifice and his belief in the true meaning of Christianity.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.